Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Let me hide myself in thee. Let the Here's my question is, what if all of this is a challenge? What if that's what all this is about? Let's say somebody comes to you and says, if you want to play for the Chicago Bears, show up at this time in this place. Or somebody says, if you want to be a famous actor, come to this time and place and audition to be in this movie to make millions of dollars. Would you look at that and say, well, that's a bad thing? You wouldn't, would you? You'd say, well, that's... And it's not like they're putting me on the team. It's not like they're putting me in the movie. It's a challenge. It's saying, if you're good enough, if you're strong enough, if you're able to handle this situation, if you learn what you need to learn, whatever the thing is, then you'll be in this position and be part of this situation. That would be a blessing. That would be a positive thing. But for you and I, when we have these challenges in our life, we look at that as punishment. You see, when you're going through a challenge right now, that's what you're going through right now. You're going through a challenge. It's not a punishment. If God was punishing you, come on now. Really, right? If God was going to punish you, it wouldn't look like this. You're going through a challenge. And if you're going through a challenge, there's only one way to look at that, which is I've got to rise up and beat this thing. I've got to rise up and overcome this thing. Yeah, the people in this room, if I know anything about you, and tell me if I'm lying, but there's never been a moment where you said, I need to back down from this fight. Am I wrong? Okay. That's what you're in right now. It's a challenge. It's a fight. It's a struggle. I got to overcome this thing. But we get into dealing with that challenge, and that challenge gets so hard, we say, I need a little something to get by here. That's what they call a coping mechanism, right? You know, whether, and for some people that's drugs, and for some people that's money, and for some people that's job stuff, and for some people that's, you know, sex. It could be anything. Doesn't matter. So I need something to get by. You don't need something to get by. You need to receive something to allow you to overcome. Amen? This is about, I got to rise up. The mentality of, I've got to figure out how to deal with this challenge by not taking it head on. I need to figure out how to deal with this challenge by just getting by. We're never going to overcome that challenge. We're never going to get to the place where we're going. Amen? Look, if you're in the desert, you follow me? If you're in the desert, and I say, this way to the promised land, all you need to be thinking about is how to get going that direction, the fastest, shortest, quickest way there. You don't go the wrong direction and say, well, there's some shade over here. No, forget that. Shade's not what you need. You need to get to the promised land. It stinks to be in the desert. Don't make the desert more livable. We got to get out of here. We got to move on. See, we have that mentality of trying to make our mess livable. And I don't want you to have that mentality. I don't. I don't think the Lord does. And as Pete's suggesting to us, we get put in these challenges. And here's what we find out about ourselves. You know, when you take wax, you know, like a candle, a wax candle, you put heat on wax, it just melts. But if you take a clay pot, and you put heat on that, and you put it in a furnace, and you burn that as hot as you want, it gets harder and harder and stronger and stronger. See, some of us got wax, and some of us got clay here. So when the heat is on, we find out who we are, and here's what we find out roughly 100% of the time. We don't have what it takes. As Pete said, we're weak. We find out we don't have the ability to overcome and handle our business. And in that moment, we know God does have that strength, so it's all down to this. Am I going to receive that strength from God and overcome, or am I going to punk out, try and make this mess livable, and be stuck here for however long? Those are the choices before you. And I'm not going to try and tell you that that I've always made the right choices on that, or that that's always been easy. Amen? Lord, we've all been there. You say, I'm being punished by this. And here's the funny thing. Now, again, tell me if I'm wrong, but time and time again in your life, you did wrong stuff that you got completely away with. And there were plenty of times where you got caught up on something that you had nothing at all to do with. Well, that doesn't sound like I messed up and I'm getting punished for it. That's not what that sounds like. It sounds like there's somebody active in your life putting you through these situations, carefully controlling what happens to you and says, here's this challenge. How are you going to handle this? Here's this struggle. How are you going to overcome it? Because the muscles that you develop and the strength that you develop to overcome this situation is what you need to handle the blessing I want to give you on the other side. If I give you a blessing without that strength, you're going to turn it into a mess. So we got to go through this tough situation. Now, I know that's a hard word, and I don't want you to preach any of this to me. You come to me and say, well, like you said, it's just a challenge. Yay. Oh, no. Life sucks, and I'm tired of it. Fix it. That's my mentality. I'm just trying to tell you what the Bible says. Y'all follow me? You're not being punished. And for heaven's sake, if God wanted to punish me, again, I'm pointing the finger at myself. If God wanted to punish me, he couldn't outdo me punishing myself most of the time. I'm already doing that job for him, so he could just take a break on that. That's not what's going on here. And we tell ourselves, as Matt was saying, we tell ourselves, it'll always be this way. You know, I've been stuck in this for so long. I can't imagine it being any other way. I can't see a future where it's an altogether different thing. And this is the lie that the devil tells us. He says it's all desert. There is no promised land. Just make this mess livable. Figure out a way to do this. It's not a challenge. It's just you. It's just life. It's just this is because God doesn't really love you. This is all you get, and it's all you're ever gonna get. That's the lie he's been trying to keep you down with every day. And here's what I'm saying. If it's true, why is he working so hard to convince you of that? Hey, if it's true, it's just true, ain't it? Why is the devil working so hard to get you to think there is nothing else over this next hill? Why is he working so hard? I think it's because he's afraid of what happens if you take hold of God's strength and you overcome this challenge and what sort of situation God puts you in. I think the devil's working hard to try and convince you that this is all there is because he knows this isn't all there is for you. And he doesn't like the idea of that competition. He doesn't like the idea of you getting in the game here. So he wants you sitting on the sidelines trying to settle for less. Here's what the Bible says about all this. This is Luke 16, 10 through 12. It says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is disobedient with very little will also be disobedient with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who are you? Who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? It's a simple concept here. It's a simple verse. It's a simple thing. He's saying, try to find a way. Try to develop the wisdom. Try and find the strength. Do what it takes to learn from your mistakes. Whatever it takes to be faithful with what little you have. That's all. That's the challenge. That's the situation. If you handle that, other opportunities are obviously going to come. God's looking for somebody he can bless with something so that they'll do the right thing with it. He goes all over the world. You say, who can I hand money to that won't do something immediately wrong and foolish and ungodly with it? And he can't find anybody. I keep waving him down like, no, it's me, Jesus. Go ahead. I promise. You don't even know. Just, you know, fill my pockets. We'll see what happens, you know. Give it a shot. But he's saying, be faithful with those little things. And you can do that. You can do that. I wouldn't preach it to you if you couldn't, if I wasn't 100% sure that you could do that. We have to, this is the last little bit I want to mention. We're going to bring up our cleanup hitter. This is about controlling your thoughts, controlling the way that you see these things and being able to stand your ground. If I know anything about this room, and again, I'm throwing out some assumptions, and if they don't fit, feel free to throw them right back to me. But if I was going to say anything about the people in this room that I know to be true about each and every one of you, it's this: you are a survivor. Amen? You are a survivor. You have endured it all. You have lived through it all. You're still standing. Some of you a little shaky. That's okay. Some of you don't know how much longer you can stand, but you're standing. You have survived it. You are a survivor. The thing to learn about that is you can stand your ground against anything. Anything. You can stand your ground against anything because you already have. You already have dealt with this stuff. So the thing is, I have to figure out, how do I move ahead? How do I go from standing my ground to gaining ground? How do I take over? I have to start by controlling that thought life and not believing all these lies. The devil will tell you this is all there is. The devil will tell you God's heart isn't towards you. The devil will say you've made too many mistakes. God doesn't have anything for you. But you have to control those things and remind yourself again and again and again, God doesn't have anybody but sinners down here to bless. You have to remind yourself again and again, this Bible verse says, if I'll be faithful with what little I got, God's going to see that and honor it, and he's going to bless me with some opportunities. The Bible says whatever is true, to meditate on that, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, and admirable, anything that's excellent or praiseworthy, meditate on that. Purify your mind with that. Constantly remind yourself of who you are. Constantly remind yourself, Glenn said, I'm a survivor, and he's right. Glenn said, God has something for me, and he's right. Remind yourself again and again. Let these words come back to you. Amen?
Amen.
We love you. God bless you.